You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back. It's great to have all of you here. And Handsome Joe is up next. Hello, Joe.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum.
Good afternoon.
And hey. I got a couple things I'd like to say. For one thing, don't nobody listen to JK. I mean, he's just talking about, you know, he's just trying to bamboozle everybody.
Right.
And I promise you, he's a Miami fan. He ain't looking forward to football season. Miami fans ain't never looking forward to football season. But I got to say this, Paul.
Okay.
If you get voted governor, I need to be the minister of truth, especially against these dang Barner fans, Georgia fans, A&M fans, and hey, somebody calls in, like I'm, man, when he starts talking about safe and dive his hair, I'm going to flag it. False information. False, false, false.
I like the sound of that.
And hey, it is a good idea, Paul. But you know what? You'd make a good governor, Paul. I tell you what, you would beat what we got right now. And this tax, you said it right, this tax we got in Alabama, I don't know why we don't just get a lottery. You know, Florida's got one, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi's even got
a
lottery now.
You've been, and I don't remember all the politics of it, but that could have been dealt with a long time ago, and it wasn't, and Alabama's stuck.
That's right, Paul. I guess there ain't never too many churches, but people just for some reason. But, you know, people in this state, they go out of state, you know, to buy their scratch-off tickets, to buy their Powerball numbers. And, you know, we're just behind the times, Paul. And there ain't nothing wrong with putting a, you know, few dollars down on something. I mean, I don't see the harm in that, Paul. I don't at all. But
well,
I tell you what,
right now, though, I mean, because gambling is so pervasive, sports gambling, that, I mean, it's not like people in any state can't bet on sports. You can.
Right, but you know why we don't have it in Alabama? Because the Barner fans will keep putting their money on the Barners, and they'd lose their money. I mean, not having it in Alabama, that's just saving the Barners
that's
money.
Funny.
You know, because if they lose all their money, we can't beat them year in and year out. So cool. That's the only reason we don't do it, just because we got heart, Paul. We care about people, even the Barners. So, you know, hey. Anyway, sorry I got in late, Paul. I'd do it. I had like three or four loads.
Hey, by the way, Joe, we talked to you the other day. I know you were having a tough time. You'd lost a relative or two. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Paul. Doing pretty good. It's actually, it ain't a bad day in Alabama. It's, you know, it ain't as hot as it's been a bit. So, you know, but, yeah, everything's, you know, everything's always better, you know, give it a little time. And, but, you know, it's just, you know, but, you know, it's happened to everybody, Paul. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, every town, you know, something happened bad, and there's good things that happen. So, you know, hey. But, no, I'm doing good today, Paul, and I do appreciate you asking me about that, too. I do.
Well,
but anyway, I'll get
much,
off here. Let somebody else get on here.
Take care of yourself, Joe. We'll talk soon. William is up next in Maryville, Tennessee. Hello, William.
Hello, Governor Feinbaum. How are you?
I'm going to appoint you my attorney general.
Well, I don't know. They probably wouldn't take somebody from Tennessee, but I've always
they'd have to take two of us then.
Yeah, well, that's right. I always thought that you know, Charles Barkley would come in and be governor, but I think you'd do a great job. Hey, Paul, I want to ask you a question. You know, historically, coaches have kind of been pigeonholed. You know, you talk about a guy, well, he's a great recruiter, but not a good X and O's guy.
Right.
Or he's a good X and O's guy, but not a great recruiter. Or he's not good with the media. So, you know, they kind of pigeonhole these coaches. And And, you know, with NIL, it kind of changes that dynamic because, I mean, you know, let's say, you know, these collectives put a bunch of money toward recruiting, and all of a sudden the ability of the coach to recruit maybe is not as big of a factor because of the money factor. And how does that play out when the coach is then being evaluated and, you know, administration and AD is saying, well, you know, you did okay with X's and O's, but we gave you X dollars, or the collective gave you X dollars, and, you know, you really didn't give us the team that we paid for. How does that factor in when it comes to coach evaluation?
Well, I think that's
going to
be a big factor. I think if you're, I mean, it's obvious. You want ROI, and if you don't get it, you're going to be pretty upset.
Right. Exactly. I haven't heard anybody talk about that part of it. You know, evaluation of the coaches when they've been handed, you know, a multi-million dollar team.
I think because this is really the first year of the collectives, we don't know the answer to that yet. Last year, NIL was a very small part of it. It affected, I think Saban said the other day that only about a fourth of his team was involved. This year, everyone will be involved. So yeah, if you're a booster and you gave a lot of money, you're going to be doubly mad if your team doesn't win.
And it's going to carry down to the evaluation of the coach.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. But I think right now coaches are on very short leashes anyway. And it's the amount of money that they make. It's the competition where years ago it was a standard 4, maybe 5 years. Look at Dan Mullen. He really had a pretty good tenure at Florida, but his team crashed and burned toward the end of the next to the last year. And I mean, he went from safe to out in about 3 weeks.
Well, you know, as did Ogeron, but I think back at Fulmer, because I always thought Fulmer was a great recruiter, but that Chavis and Cutcliffe were the X and O's guys.
Right.
And that was the meat of those teams that Fulmer had because he was a great recruiter. But again, now who cares if he's a great recruiter if you get the money behind him?
Exactly.
And I guess also the skill set to be a great recruiter, is that a skill set? You know, you were talking about Kirby Smart earlier and you know, how he's transcended it. Is that a skill set that you need to be a successful head coach?
Well, I think it's important because ultimately this will correct itself, where money is not going to be the only driving force. It will be a significant driving force. But if you're a top player and you're getting money from everyone, then something is going to have to determine and differentiate.
And it's going to come down to some of those skills that maybe a Saban or a Kirby Smart have from a people standpoint.
What it really
standpoint,
does, William, and you see this in business, ultimately, if you're not on that highest of the top shelf, you're not going to have much of a chance because you know, you can maybe recover in the portal to get players who are disgruntled, but if you're talking about the 30 top players in the country, they're going to where the money is and where the programs are, and there's only a handful that really matter right now.
Well, as they say, Paul, you can't win the Kentucky Derby with a mule, even a fast mule.
Well said. Thank you very, very much. We will continue with more phone calls. Trey is up next. Hey, Trey.
Hey, you doing all right, Paul?
I am. Thank you.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice about being governor in Alabama first before you start trying to legalize sports gambling.
Okay.
Paul, you need to make sure you start with bingo first, because if I'm not mistaken, playing bingo in Alabama for money in some counties is still illegal. I mean, unless you're playing it for some kind of charitable event.
Well,
so you better start low.
Well, you know, my philosophy, Trey, is I'm going to let every county determine what they want to do. I will not let – there's no way I would legislate from the governor's mansion. That's wrong.
Well, that would be a better idea.
My philosophy, too, Trey, is I want your county to be as corrupt as it possibly can be. And I want to make sure every sheriff in Alabama gets his cut, and let the sheriff worry about – what's going on at the churches and at the bingo parlors. That's not my concern.
Well, you know, they did raid bingo parlors back around here about 7-8 years ago.
We're not raiding anything.
But let me tell you something.
And the drinks
isn't it ironic that a Miami fan calling in and criticizing any program about any scandal? Isn't that just kind of hypocritical? And wow. I'm going to tell you something about J.K.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, by the fourth game of the season, he's going to be like Buckeye Earl and Andy from Perrysburg and them Clemson fans. We will not hear from J.K.
No.
by the fourth, fifth game of the season. He'll be done. But one other question. Has there ever been any parody in college football, really?
No.
Has there ever been? I don't think so either, Paul. But you have a great day, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been, and there certainly is not going to be anymore. We're heading toward the break here. On a Monday afternoon, we'll stick around here for another 45 minutes. We hope you will as well.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So we got asked about this earlier, a caller suggesting a new entrant into the governor's race. How about this? You got Lieutenant Governor Jim Squirrel, the Treasury Director, Legend, the Prison Commissioner. I'm in charge of sanitation, and Larry, alcohol and firearms. Tell you what, if elected, they will be my cabinet. And that's only the beginning. Yeah, Augie's a Louisiana guy. I think we'll have a hard time bringing him in. But we might bring him anyway. Who are we missing?
Handsome Joe.
Handsome Joe. What about him for press secretary? Yeah, very good with the media. Absolutely. Randy in Georgia. Randy, go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Bob. How are you doing today?
Randy,
how are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to get your opinion on, I saw what Nick Saban said that he wanted parity in college football. Well, Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson and Ohio State are probably the best four teams in college football right now.
Yes.
So how would he get parity back in college football?
Well, Randy, I think when you look at what he said literally, he was talking about an even playing field across the board, which there really isn't. But I think if the coach at Southern Miss had made the same statement, it might have gotten a little more, might have been more digestible than Nick Saban saying it. Let's continue with more phone calls. Steven is up next. Steven will join us later. Mike right now is up next from Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, guess what I'm doing, Paul?
Tell us.
I'm writing a series of short stories about your favorite Auburn fan. I'll give you two guesses, but you're only going to need one. I call it The Chronicles of War Chicken Man. You want to hear an episode?
Please do.
Of course you do. In our last episode of War Chicken Man has landed yet once again in the psych ward in the cradle of the Confederacy. After fierce debate, a panel of psychologists conclude there's only one man in the entire state of Alabama with the credentials and expertise in treating I-Man's Iron Bowl anxiety. Special therapist K-Dub will be brought in to perform his radical, controversial, and sometimes fatal wall-to-wall therapy. Tune in next week, SEC fans. Will special therapist K-Dub beat some sense into I-Man, or will War Chicken Man fly the coop? Any rebroadcast or transmission of this short story without the express written consent of the SEC network is strictly prohibited. Roll damn tide, Paul.
Augie in New Orleans, you're on the air next.
Paul, I heard I was being solicited for a position in your state cabinet.
Yeah, is that possible? Can we make that happen?
Absolutely. I heard you already offered William your attorney general position, but
I can,
I am
by the
qualified.
Way, Augie, for the right price, I can rescind it.
But that means I have to take the Alabama bar, right?
I don't know if that's a requirement or not. I really don't.
Now, according to Jeff, I'm not even qualified to take the bar.
Well, hold on a second, Augie. You're talking about the state bar for paralegals, right?
Yeah, and I don't know why I have to pay this $450 every year to the Louisiana State Bar because of my paralegal.
Hey, by the way,
Augie,
I can help you there.
Right?
In fact, I am giving the keynote address in June at the Alabama State Bar meeting. So if you want me to see if we can fudge around a little bit and sneak you in the back door, I will be in the right venue.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, I'll tell you this, Paul. The bar in Louisiana is different from the bar in all the other 49 states. See, I keep forgetting about Hawaii there. I said 49. But,
right.
Yeah, it's a whole week. It's three tests, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 hours of tests. By the time it's over, you feel like you've been out in Bourbon Street
for at least 48 hours. Considering it's Louisiana, I mean, isn't there like sacks full of cash that go to various people after every round?
Yeah, and it's paid for by the people taking the bar to actually take the bar. It ain't free. And law school ain't cheap, and this was years ago. Can you imagine what it costs today? But, Paul, my position that I want is Director of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
Because, you know, that position is in charge of the psychiatric wards, right? All the psychiatric hospitals.
Right.
And I think I can provide a great service to a lot of your callers. And also, it's in charge of the substance abuse clinic. So, Larry, don't worry. We got a spot for you. We got a bed for you. You're going to be rehabilitated. And, Paul, can you imagine Larry calling you sober? That wouldn't be a very interesting call. Remember his calls from the hospital?
Oh, yeah, they were terrible.
He just wasn't on his game. He needs a six-pack to really be on top of things. But, Paul, I am willing to serve, so mark me down.
Yeah, no, I think we can sneak you in. And my philosophy, and I know this is unique to politics, Augie, is all my friends get jobs.
Well, what about John from Louisville? What job is he going to have? Your PR guy?
He's director of Minister of Information.
Okay, he's good. And Matt from San Antonio, critical position. What's he going to do?
We'll put him in charge of the state higher education system.
I think that's a perfect match, Paul. And one last comment. I've never heard so much about collectives in my life since the Soviet Union fell.
That's true. I mean, that was a bad day.
You did that right.
And Boris Yeltsin from his grave said, I'll drink to that.
No more collectives. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Well, that's Rooster. How can you go wrong with a guy named Rooster?
You can't. Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I have a question and a comment.
Shoot.
Question is my understanding correct with the collectives that there's really no rules, but there's a lot of people's crying foul?
Well, I mean, there are rules in theory that boosters can't contribute, but the collectives, I think because of the language, dance around that, although we all know they're not really dancing around it.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out the NCAA
rules have not changed. The approach to making sure players get money has changed dramatically, and it's almost a total disregard for the NCAA rules.
Right. Well, that's where I was going. I mean, if there's really a lack of rules, how do you comply or how do you cheat?
Well, you just do. Here's what you do. You just do whatever you want to do, and assume that nobody is going to catch you, or even if they do catch you, they're not going to successfully prosecute you.
Okay.
It's that's the name of the game. Bernie is up next. Hello, Bernie.
Hey, Paul. How
was the weekend? How was the weekend at Bernie's?
Not too bad, really. I was able to spend some time down in 38.
Perfect.
So, as you know, that area, it was a nice weekend.
You got it. Know it well.
Listen, did I hear Handsome Joe say that Saban's getting his hair dyed was false information?
I believe that is true. Now, I was not able to independently verify that he was wrong.
Well, listen, I'm a longtime listener, Paul. I've been listening since Lockamie and Liberty Bell.
Oh, my goodness. Liberty Bell is a caller that doesn't get enough credit.
I tell you, back in the day, she was a warrior.
She was. I think the thing about Liberty Bell is she was a first. I don't think there had ever been anyone quite like her, him. I can't remember what. I really don't remember the backstory on Liberty Bell. Do you remember that?
No.
I think Liberty was a. She was a performer.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, Paul, I called to talk about NIL and walk-ons. Has anybody talked about that?
No. What's the deal?
I mean, well, you tell me. So the walk-ons go down there. It's already the haves versus the have-nots, as you're fully aware, and now. They got to strap it on every day and go against millionaires, and they're getting what? They got to pay for their own education.
Yeah, I think they're getting free food. I think.
You think that's correct?
I'm not
correct.
Sure. I mean, they may get table scraps. I'm really not sure. Yeah, the walk-ons get to eat with the team sometimes.
That's right. Well, yeah. But here's what
they have to go outside with a paper bag.
That's right. They get the leftovers. But so what's going to happen when somebody unionizes in the scout team? Because everybody else is getting paid, and these guys are going to say, hey, wait a minute. We're tired of getting our, you know, the
union situation is an interesting one, but, you know, it's a great question. And I think it's where we are going, but I mean, ultimately, we are going to have salaries. I don't think there's any getting around it.
And so will the walk-ons be salary like?
Well, walk-ons will probably get a flat fee, like in the NFL. If you're on the quote unquote taxi squad, the practice squad, you make X number of dollars. Hey, thanks for the call. We're heading to a break. We still have 30 minutes to go on a Monday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Lewis is up next in South Carolina. Lewis, you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mr. Paul, I wanted to apply right now to be your driver and bag man when you're the governor of Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know what your qualifications are, but you have the job.
I have the qualifications. I drove two governors in South Carolina.
Did you really?
Yes, sir.
How long ago was this?
I didn't
this?
Do any bag pickups. Okay. But
help me with this, because I was at an airport about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, yeah. and a guy came over and said he's a South Carolina fan, listens to the show, and he was the former governor, and his name escapes me. I'm really he was there about 20 years ago. The only reason I remembered him, he was a Democrat, which I thought was just incredible that a Democrat has been elected governor of South Carolina in recent history.
And his name escapes me. But I drove a Democratic governor, and I drove a Republican governor.
Who did you drive?
Governor John West, he was a Democrat.
Okay.
And Governor Jim Edwards, he was the first Republican governor of South Carolina in 100 years.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. And, of course, I was employed by the South Carolina State Police at the time.
I see.
And that was one of our assignments. And it was a great gig. I enjoyed it.
Well, I would think it was. How cool. I imagine you saw quite a bit.
Yeah, and got in on a lot of stuff.
The governor was named was Governor Hodges.
Yeah, I remember him, yes. Yeah.
Nice guy.
I didn't know him, but I remember him.
Yeah, he's a lawyer now Columbia. Because I asked him, I said, what do former governors do when they no longer are governor? He said, join a law firm.
Yeah, exactly. One quick question, Paul.
Sure.
NIL and the transfer portal. What's more important to these kids when they go to colleges, especially the teams that have these great recruiting classes, what's more important to these guys, playing time or NIL money?
You know, I still think, Lewis, they want to play. The money sounds great, but you don't go to college to make money. You go to there to play so you can then make money.
Exactly. I understand that. Well, I wanted your take on that, Paul, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Lewis, let me make sure we talk to you afterwards, and I want you to be the guy. So you're in charge of whatever kind of car you pick out. That doesn't matter. And by the way, take a little cash for yourself.
A little
folding money. Yeah, there's no limit on what the immediate staff can make.
That's right.
I mean, but keep it in cash.
We need parity.
Don't leave a record. Absolutely do not.
Cash, it's
all cash, and preferably wash the cash in a Mississippi casino so there's no way to mark it. Yeah, I mean, that's how they used to. There was a certain booster of a certain school that was accused of washing the cash in a nearby Mississippi casino, and that's how he was able to keep it clear of the NCAA. By the way, it did not work. Jamie, they have a lot of security cameras in casinos. Jamie is up next. Hello, Jamie. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. First of all, I want to ask you, whatever happened to Phyllis?
Jamie, I think she is still around. I've not spoken to her in a reasonable amount of time. I can't remember the last time we talked to her, but I believe she's doing okay. I'm not sure, but I think so. I hope
so. Well, I'm good, because I miss her calls just like I miss Tammy's.
Yeah.
And I know what you've done for Tammy. And the reason for my call today was thinking about Joe, old handsome Joe he is. And, Paul, and I've told you this before, if you'll remember, I'm from Chattanooga. Got the girls going to be in the band at Bama. Well, people don't realize the heart you have of a lion. And they don't realize that you don't depict between races. And when people up north get on people in the south because they think we're dumb just because of the way we talk, which I served in the Navy for 20 years. We've talked about that before, and I've been around. And if it wasn't for my granddaughter, now that I'm retired and have arthritis and take shots every week in my legs and take methotrexate, which is a cancer drug, and if it wasn't for you and her first, and then you, you're my life. You're what I look forward to every day besides my family. And my family's first. But, Paul, I've listened to you so long, and I depict you, and I understand you. You have a heart of gold, and these people don't understand that. And I can see it. And I don't realize how they don't know the person that you are behind the scenes. And that's what I want to tell you, how much I appreciate you. And if you can go on for 20, 30, 40, 50 more years, you're what we need.
Well, Jamie, thank you for saying that. And that's mind-blowing to think about, but I appreciate what you said, though, because you do bring, especially what you said about your family and how important they are. Let me ask you a question about your naval service, if I could. Tell me a little bit more about that. That's a long time to serve.
Well, I did a lot of tours in the Persian Gulf, started under Reagan, went for Daddy Bush and on through Clinton and so on, and then I got shore duty in between at Nav Spec Warsin in Coronado, because I was always stationed at 32nd Street in San Diego, but Coronado's across the bridge. And
sure.
Nav Spec Warsin is catty corner to the Hotel California that are the greatest group of all time, the Eagles, sung about Hotel California.
Oh, sure.
It's right there. and the SEALs are right down from it on the beach side, and we're on the inland side of the harbor. And all I was, Paul, was a taxi driver. I had the boat. I had an engineer and a third hand, and I was in charge of the boat. And I would take the SEALs with the budge trainers out for training day and night, 24/7, during those 2 years of shore duty, and it was great. And that's where I met my wife of color. She's black. And we've been married now for 32 years. I have a 29-year-old and my first granddaughter I talked about, and my two 20-year-old twin daughters that did the 2 years in COVID at home, and now they're going to Bama and been accepted to the $1 million band. Nice. And all my other service, I went to Pascagoula. I commissioned ship, the Kearsarge, which is still in service in Norfolk, Virginia. And European tours and on and on and on. But, you know, I know people. I've been around. I've been on continents. I've been in six of the seven seas. I've been on five continents. I've met a various amounts of people around the world. And people don't realize how good we have in the United States of America. And you go other places and you see how downtrodden and how tough it is to see where the next meal's coming from. And when you come home, you appreciate it. And, Paul, people are people. God put us all here, Paul.
So
and
true.
I love you, brother, because I know your heart. And you think I don't, but I know your heart. And you are a very, very good person.
Well, Jamie, thank you. I certainly hope we can run into each other when you're up in Tuscaloosa this fall. All the best.
Sure.
And I can't wait.
Thank you, sir.
Come see us. Thank you very much, Jamie. We'll take a short break. We have a few minutes remaining right here.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
Miss Pat is next.
Hello, Paul. I haven't talked to you lately, and I just wanted to call and say hey, and just tell you what I've been doing. Played poker last Saturday, and the time before I played, you asked me games we played, and I could only think of one, and it was Follow the Queen. But we play baseball. That's threes and nines or wow. We play royal poker. That's queens and kings. We play all kinds of
I've played poker, but I've never played that. You ever played poker?
Yeah.
We used to play poker in college, but it was...
Well, we play with lots of wild stuff because, you know, it's ladies 65
to 81. So is it only ladies playing?
It's only ladies.
So it's not co-ed?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Men would mess it up because we usually have money left over.
Yeah.
No. What's
at stake here at this poker game? Is it really a lot of money, or is it just for fun?
It's $5. We bring $5.
$5.
And then we have our chips, and we play until people run out of money, and then we sometimes don't play for money. We just play, but it's fun.
Is there food and beverage?
There is food, and there are beverages.
Okay.
The beverages consist of wine.
Wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to rule me out. I'm not much of a wine drinker.
Oh, well, I don't drink anything.
I'm allergic to wine.
Alcoholic,
by the way,
other than wine.
That's not doesn't sound crazy.
Anyway.
Saved me a lot of money, by the way. Pat, thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. Please keep us clued in on the poker club.
I will, Paul. I just wanted to say hey, so I'll hang up now. Bye.
Yeah. That's not stud poker, is it? With all ladies? No, that wouldn't work. Lewis is up next in Fresno.
How's it going?
Hey, Lewis.
First of all, it's a pleasure to be his first-time caller. I've been wanting to get at you for the very long time because I know you don't like Notre Dame. You got something against Notre Dame, but I heard that you had an interview with Marcus Freeman. I think you have a different perspective, so I'm going to hold back a little bit, all right?
First of all, Lewis, I resent the anti-Notre Dame sentiment. I've always admired Notre Dame and respected it. I've had several visits to the campus, and I can tell you I've been moved by a lot of places in my life of covering college football, but the first time at Notre Dame I was awestruck. So I have great respect. I do like Marcus Freeman a lot. He impressed me to no end.
I've been a diehard Notre Dame fan since I was 12 years old. Followed the Rick Meyer era, Lou Holtz era, Bob Davey, Charlie Weiss, Tyrell Willingham, Brian Kelly, and now Marcus Freeman, and by far, I'm 42 years old, and it's just, I am so stoked up and excited to see.
So if you're 42 years old, you were, let me think here, do the math, so you were under 10 79. Years old when Notre Dame last won a national championship.
Right. I didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that. But
you were just a wee bit. You were barely out of the crib.
Right. And look, 93 is Notre Dame's championship year. I don't care what people got to say.
Hey, by the way, Florida State, fair and square. I'll tell you a quick story here because we were running out of time. I agree with you on that. I was a newspaper columnist before I did this routine here, and I wrote an article after the Florida State-Notre Dame conundrum where Florida State was given the national championship over Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame beat Florida State in that same season. I think I have that right because I was at that game. And guess who I got a nice letter from about 2 weeks later? Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz.
He congratulated me on my brilliant football acumen to realize that Notre Dame was really the champion.
Hey, Paul, real quick before you got to go.
That was pretty cool.
Yes. I love Lou Holtz. I love what he stands by, and I also stand by what Marcus Freeman believes in.
We're up against a break. Did people still write letters?
I did today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What a lost art, going to the mail and, and opening the mailbox, and there's a letter from Lou Holtz.
Wow.
I have that letter. I actually don't have it anymore. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.